Alrighty, everybody. My name is Josh. Welcome to the Barca Blog Honest Podcast. Hope everyone had a good couple of weeks since I last spoke to you. Since we have last talked, honestly, not much has happened. To be honest, the biggest thing that I want to chat about later on is Lionel Messi and Barcelona and the strange situation that we all find ourselves in, just waiting till things become official and can actually breathe a sigh of relief. In the meantime, Italy won Euro 2020 and Argentina won Copa America. So great news all around. Those matches were incredible. Specifically the Argentina-Brazil match. Italy, England scoring so early really just kind of, it slowed things down clearly. And that was obviously to their detriment. But that match just wasn't as, it obviously ended up being climactic, but just for like the 90 minutes, Argentina-Brazil was just like, it was insane. Let's get into some news. So Antoine Griezmann reported to training, I believe today, or yesterday on Tuesday. Frank de Jong, Lenglet, Griezmann all reported to training. Memphis Depay trained with Barcelona for the first time. This is all interesting. The biggest thing with Griezmann reporting to training is like no one knows what Griezmann's going to, like where he's going to be. Barcelona are paying Antoine Griezmann a lot of money. They paid a lot of money for Antoine Griezmann. And in order to re-sign the only person who matters at Barcelona, Lionel Messi, they're probably going to have to get rid of Antoine Griezmann, is what it seems to have looked like. They've tried just about every other avenue, and they've gotten to the point where with, you know, a little less than a month to go, they are forced to probably get like 30 cents on the dollar for a guy that was vital to their success and was going to be vital to their future successes. If they get rid of Antoine Griezmann for Saul, as has been reported, their La Liga chances obviously take a massive hit. One, because you lose a talent like Antoine Griezmann, and despite the fact that, you know, as we talked about on the podcast last year, there were plenty of ups and downs with Griezmann, but as a talent, right, as an attacking talent, they're not going to get a one-to-one replacement, although we'll talk about that option in a second. Theoretically, with the Saul transaction, right, you're getting a really good midfielder, but you're not replacing that attacking talent, and you're also making Atletico Madrid have Antoine Griezmann and Luis Suarez up front, which would just be like, oh, yeah. So even though that, you know, the Griezmann to Atleti thing, you know, the traction for that kind of sped up at the beginning of the week and has kind of calmed down a little bit. It seemed like it's been ruled out here and there. We still don't know anything. There was also the Griezmann for Paulo Dybala rumor with Juventus that I would just, I would be very happy if that happened. That has also been ruled out from every party possible. I was reached out to and asked if I ruled it out. I said no. I said it's definitely not happening. And so now there's, you know, there's still some small rumblings in the internet that Premier League clubs are still interested. Here's the problem. Nobody has a ton of money to throw at someone like Antoine Griezmann. And so Barcelona, in order to have the funds to do something with Lionel Messi, they're going to have to get rid of Griezmann is what it looks like, because no one else is taking a significant pay cut. And there's not a ton of, you know, there's not a ton of people interested in Sergio Busquets. And even though the Sergio Roberto to Bayern Munich rumors picked up a little bit, like their best chance at, you know, shedding some salary in order to make this happen quickly is Griezmann leaving. In order for Griezmann to leave, no one's going to pay significant money for him. So they're going to have to get players back. And it's probably not going to be players that perfectly fit their system. Not that Griezmann perfectly fit their system, but it's just, I mean, it really is a mess. Like Dembele, I guess we'll just talk about Dembele now. His injury, I wrote a piece this week for Barca Blaugrana, is kind of talking about how his injury just super complicates things for everybody, because with his contract running out next year, Barcelona were going to either re-sign him or sell him. You know, he had a decent Euros up until he got hurt. He had a decent season with Barcelona, stand some of the injury stuff. And they were going to get something for him, but then he gets hurt and now he's 12 months away from being out of contract. There was a report from Sport this week that says even once he's recovered, Barcelona are going to maybe just leave him in the stands and not use him. Which is like complicated, because it's not that you're protecting an asset. He's like, he's going to leave for free. And so I don't know if their hope is that they could sell him in January to a desperate team, or what that looks like. But either way, he doesn't help them right now, because they can't get money for him. And so they're kind of left with the Griezmann thing. And it really is just like, it's a mess. It is just a complete mess, especially if he ends up at Atleti. If you can get him to the Premier League, it's like, okay, whatever. Another Barcelona transfer where you get 30 cents on the dollar for what you paid for him. It is what it is. Like, we still have Philippe Coutinho on the team. So, Braithwaite's agent says that he will continue at Barcelona. He said, quote, all of the stories are false. Jorge Mendes has nothing to do with Martin Braithwaite. It is also false, all like the other writings. Mendes does not have any players in Barcelona. He has players on Wolves he can focus on. Then I take care of my players at Barcelona. Why should Braithwaite switch to Wolves? And why should an agent who has no players in Barcelona try to get my players to Wolves? Even though I know Mendes has good... I don't know why this is all about Mendes all the time. I guess Sport reported that Mendes is pushing for him to go to Wolves. Back to the quote. Quote, Martin Braithwaite plays at one of the biggest clubs in the world. He works with one of the biggest coaches in the world. From day one until now, everything has exceeded all expectations in terms of playing time at Barcelona and well being at the club, and he is very happy. He was one of the best players at the European Championships with some incredible statistics, and he will continue at Barcelona. Listen, if I'm Martin Braithwaite, why would I leave? Like, I got playing time last year at Barcelona with Griezmann there, and Griezmann might be gone. Barcelona don't have attacking options, in case you haven't noticed. Like, I know Memphis Depay is coming in. I know Aguero is coming in, but guess who likes to get hurt? Sergio Aguero. And if you have Aguero hurt, Griezmann's gone, like, they're going to need Braithwaite. And so if I'm him, like, why would I leave for Wolves? You know what I'm saying? Or West Ham. Like, there's no shot. And so Barcelona were hoping to get around 15 for him. That's not happening. He's not leaving. Miralem Pjanic, speaking of other guys who are just flying under the radar for crappy Barcelona transfers. Again, every report that comes out about him wants to go back to Serie A if it's Juventus. There are other Premier League clubs interested in him. Milan is reportedly interested in him a little bit. And there's just not... Like, there was a Pjanic for Aaron Ramsey rumor this week, which is just cute, I guess. Like, the last swap just went swimmingly, as Jill put it in her write-up for this. The problem is, like, he's going to have to take a pay cut. Ramsey would need to get paid a lot as well coming back. And so I don't know. This is just, Barcelona are just a mess. And that's why we love them. Actually, that's not true. That's not why we love them, but it's just, it's unbelievable. It's like every day there's just like another transfer that Barcelona botched that now they have to recover from because they don't have enough money to play the best player in the world who is taking a 50% pay cut to stay there. Milan are reportedly interested in Coutinho. There's talks of a swap deal going. The problem is Milan don't have the money to pay the big salaries and a transfer fee on top, so a swap deal is going to have to happen. It's just another guy. So we got Griezmann, Coutinho, Pjanic, Dembele, loads of guys Barcelona just trying to get rid of that they paid a lot of money for. And this team, there's like, oh, we'll get to that in a second. So last bit of news I wanted to talk about was Ter Stegen is hurt still. The latest report I saw was that he was going to miss Barcelona's first three games. He's hoping to be back for the goal for him is apparently the Sevilla match on September 12th. Nato would be the, you know, presumed starting goalkeeper. The problem is he's rumored to be leaving too because Barcelona need money. So who knows who's going to be in goal for Barcelona. I did want to talk about the Messi thing a little bit, not to sound like Bill Simmons. They've reportedly agreed to a 5-year deal, right? With around, I think I saw like a 50% pay cut. They can't make things official, of course, until Barcelona figure out the things we just talked about for the last 10 minutes with salary. The thing that I find the most interesting is if Barcelona have to get rid of, you know, Sergi Roberto, Pjanic, not Pjanic as much, but Roberto and Antoine Griezmann, Dembele's hurt, Coutinho isn't there mentally, physically, whatever. Like, there's a real chance Barcelona are worse next year than they were this past year. And a lot of, you know, fans of smaller clubs who may listen to this or whatever, they might hear like worse as, you know, Barcelona made it to, you know, past the knockout or, you know, into the knockout stage of the Champions League. They finished in the top three in the Liga. Like, you know, a lot of clubs would be happy to do, you know, have that be their worst. But like Barcelona really might, from a talent-wise perspective, be worse next year. Maybe the morale is better. Maybe Koeman feels like, you know, he has a burst of wind in his sails or something, you know, feeling more confident because of his pat on the back and confidence that he has now going forward, which is just hilarious. But either way, there's a chance Messi's signing a 5-year deal with a club that just like might be worse for the next 12 months. And who knows what, you know, what the financial situation will look like next year. But this is just a very, very interesting time to be re-signing with Barcelona if you're Lionel Messi. We talked a lot about over the last 12 months since it became clear he wanted to leave last year, is what staying would mean to him. It definitely seems like he wants to stay, according to every report, you know, we've been paying attention to. The dollars and cents just have to be figured out from Barcelona's side. And assuming they don't screw that up, like Messi will be at Barcelona for the foreseeable future. And a Barcelona team that isn't in the top five for favorites of the Champions League, I wouldn't think. Actually, let me look that up. Champions League favorites. I'm actually super interested to see this. Champions League odds tracker. Here we go. Yeah, so Man City, Bayern, Chelsea, Liverpool, PSG, Man U, Barcelona. Barcelona and Real are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're tied for 7th. So yeah, like I thought, they are that far down. And I'm surprised to see them ahead of Juventus, Atleti, Inter. Like I don't know if I'd prefer those teams over them. But either way, like you see where Barcelona are in the pecking order right now. And if they lose Griezmann, Dembele's not healthy, like that, those odds might go down. So we're going into a very interesting season at Barcelona. I have no idea what to expect. Like maybe the morale will be so good with, you know, maybe Pedri and Fati are all healthy and look even better than they did last year. Maybe Messi's rejuvenated. Maybe the style of play makes more sense with a Depay instead of a Griezmann and Aguero there to help out. Braithwaite gets more playing time, like whatever. Maybe they are better. But from a talent perspective, like on paper, they're not going to be as good. And so it's just very interesting heading into the season how things are going to look. And first and most importantly, it's getting Lionel Messi officially on the squad for next year. So that's all I got. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, please do so. Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, all the good stuff. And I will talk to you next week. Thanks.